I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Had they not moved but stayed, they would have never got the movement of cleansing. So when God speaks, it is our responsibility first to obey. Because if we obey, then that process that takes us from here to the place of cleansing may just be a as they went blessing. Because some things we've been asking God for, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. Because there's a process that's happening right before your eyes, but because you expected it to be an explosion and it's little pops, you don't see God. But just know that his hand is working because his word will never fail nor fall to the ground. And so if you ask for healing, believe that healing is yours. But you may have to go along the way. Yes, you received the doctor's report that was contrary to what you prayed for, but you are still going to the doctor to get what the doctor said to do because God put the doctor in place. And so if they diagnosed you with something and then you refuse to take the medicine that the doctor's giving you, you're not going along the way. Why go get it filled if you're not going to take it? Why worry Walmart? And then it stays on the counter. But God says, along the way, I just may bless you. Along the way, your cleansing may occur. Along the way, the healing will come. But if you don't move along the way, if you stand here and say, God, well, I'm still going to wait on you. I'm waiting on you to heal me. I'm waiting on you to deliver. I'm waiting on you to set my family free. I'm waiting on you to give me the house. I'm waiting on you to change the job. But you never fill out a resume or update an application. You're not moving along the way. And so we expect God to be a genie in a bottle. And then when he gives it to us, we refuse to say. God, I was expecting you to do it. And sometimes we come with an arrogance of believing that God is just going to do it just because I asked. I'm a parent now. And I understand it. From the big head that introduced me. He's a great kid. But sometimes he shows up and says, Dad, I need. Dad, I gotta have. I have an Amazon cart on my text message right now with stuff that he wants, that he feels like he needs. And if I don't get it, he's gonna ask me next week, Dad, you gonna pay for that cart? But there's an expectation that I will perform when he expects for me to perform. But if I tell him, hold on, because the lights that you're sleeping under, they need to be paid. And hold on, that groceries that you're going into the refrigerator and getting, they still need to be bought. But he doesn't understand that because that's not his life. And so sometimes as children of the Most High, we show up and say, God, I need. But you don't realize that the sun still has to come up. You don't realize that the moon still has to shine in darkness. And that sometimes we have to mature ourselves to believe and know that if he said it, it shall come to pass. And so it's an on the way blessing. And Jesus asks, he says, where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? Let me give you a little statistic right here. Jesus performed 37 documented miracles. And more that scripture doesn't even show or talk about. Can we agree there? He fed 5,000 men plus women and children. He fed 4,000 men on a separate occasion plus women and children. He opened blinded eyes. He made lame legs walk. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. Easily, 10,000 plus people touched or experienced the power of Jesus. But out of all the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders, there is only one record of somebody coming back to say thank you. Do your Bible study. I did mine. There is only one record out of all those people who experienced the life of Christ with healing, deliverance, or setting the captive free. There is only one who came back and said, thank you. I am going to be the one. If it's not you, it'll be me. Because I'm not going to be part of the nine because he's been too good. He's been too great. He's done too much. They recognized, they obeyed, they received, but they didn't return back. They recognized, they saw him. Hey, Jesus. They received, he said, go show yourself to the priest. They received it, they obeyed. But nobody but one came back and returned. So how many times do we get what we're supposed to get, what we feel like we're going to get, and we never come back to church? You were laid out at the altar. You were bothering pastor, we need prayer. Come by the house. We need you to touch. We need you to bring the oil. We need. It gets done by God's grace, and we don't see you for another 6 months. Maybe that's just in Houston. We decide that I'm not going to sing anymore. I'm good. I'm throwing slugs. I'm doing it intentionally. We decide that I'm not going to be on the deacon board anymore. We decide that I want to usher anymore. We decide that I'm not going to serve anymore. Because you've gotten aggravated with people, but what have you gotten aggravated with the service to God? Because if we keep our eyes on each other, we're going to surely fall. If we keep our eyes on each other, then we're going to find ourselves running and not returning back to say thank you, because we'll find ourselves in an ungrateful place. Believing that the service that we're supposed to do unto the Father is now tendered unto man, man is going to always make you second guess or question the situation. But if we look upon each other for validation, we're going to always fall short. But there was one that returned. Let me tell you something. There was a benefit in the return. Because what they did, they ran, they were cleansed, but the one who came back went down to Jesus' feet. He got something more than what they got. So when we talk about extra benefits, he got extra benefits that they didn't have any knowledge of. But let me tell you what they had to do. They had to go and acknowledge themselves to a priest, to a man. They had to go and say, okay, now we can acknowledge you to be clean. But the man who turned back around and came back, it says, the Bible says, he was allowed to go his own way. Now, if you look at the scripture, these men had to go to the priest, had to acknowledge with the priest that they were now cleansed, which means they had to be evaluated by man. This man, who was a Samaritan, he was a stranger in a strange land. Even among the lepers, he was the worst of lepers, because he was not even a Jew who had leprosy. He was a Samaritan who had leprosy. And because he was a Samaritan who had leprosy, he was even worse than the others. So here's the only one, this stranger, who doesn't even supposed to know about God. He's not even built up in God. He didn't grow up in the back pew. He didn't see Dwayne sitting up in the corner singing "Thank You, Lord" for years of his life. He wasn't in Antioch. He was out on the street. But when the healing occurred, he knew enough to come back and say thank you. He knew enough to believe that while he was running, they said that they were cleansed. So while you're running, if you decide while you're running to just look down at your hands, Bruce, and realize that something that was on your hands before is no longer there. And while you're running, if you look in your bank account and realize that, you know, it's growing a little bit than how it used to be 2 years ago. And you look in your house and you see there's something more in the groceries in the refrigerator than what it used to be. And you had to go buy a deep freeze because you got more stuff to freeze. Then every now and then, on the way, you have to turn around and decide to come back and say thank you. You can recognize Jesus. You can obey Jesus. You can receive from Jesus, but you can still miss him. You can recognize him. You can obey him. You can receive him. But when it's your opportunity to get everything he's got, you can still miss him. And so we're toiling and we're struggling and we're fighting and we're going through situations and circumstances and problems and we're laying out before God. But sometimes what we're doing is in our lament, we miss him. Because you've allowed the cry to become stronger than your acknowledgement of him in the situation. They were cleansed, but they were not changed. They were cleaned, but they were not changed. They were cleaned, but they were not changed. So that's how you can come in here and we can have a great service. We can feel the presence of the Lord. You can feel all of the goosebumps go down the back of your neck. And you can walk right on that parking lot and cuss somebody out getting in the car. And feel no doubt in your mind that you put your good words together. Because you were cleansed in the moment, but not made whole. Because the made whole will cause you to walk out into the parking lot and say to that same person, God bless you. Are we there? Don't lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who returned entered into a place that was beyond the veil. The Samaritan understood something that the others didn't. The priest might declare the others clean, but the priest still would reject him because he was a Samaritan. He couldn't go to that priest and be acknowledged. He still would have to go to another priest that was under the Samaritan law. So even him going was going to be a waste of time because he still wasn't going to be acknowledged. Amen. So he had to come back. He had to come back. Gratitude took him into places that the law could not. Thanksgiving opened doors obedience alone could not. His thank you bypassed the requirement of the law. If your thank you, his thank you bypassed a requirement of the law. What were your thank you?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
I want to welcome you back to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Got some information to pass along to you this Saturday. The House of Praise,